Okay, TUK essay feedback for Stevie Bates. Generally, good start. Okay, so that is a couple of improvements. Let's start with the intro. You start very general. Okay, that's essay writing style. Such knowledge can often only be produced with the support and basis of other people's works and viewpoints. Do you want to say that other people's works and viewpoints, is this what you mean with collaboration? You mean that, but you're not saying it, okay? So please make sure that this connection is clear by always using the words in the title like collaboration. In this essay, several knowledge issues, like which ones? And then later on, you actually do not talk about these knowledge issues in the paragraph. You basically just say, in the natural sciences, scientists might need the confirmation of other scientists. Is this a knowledge issue, really? Okay, so I'm not saying that what you were saying is wrong. I think this is quite good, but this is not a knowledge issue. So basically, is the problem like this, that maybe the knowledge issue could be that it takes some time for knowledge to be considered solid, then many people must accept it. So how many people have to accept it until knowledge is considered acceptable or something like this, okay? But this alone is not yet a knowledge issue, need a further step. Next paragraph, then you start off with history and you start, like most students, very generally. Historians often require the works of other people. Is this collaboration, the works of other people, in order to formulate their own views? Are these other people, is this a form of collaboration? Okay, history is the study of past events, and you're giving me a definition of history which is totally not relevant. And then you talk about these views can either be personal or collaborative. Ah, interesting. You're contrasting personal knowledge and shared knowledge here. That would be an interesting idea actually for the introduction. Okay, and then you give me an example from China, and an historian might use logic or intuition to formulate what does this have to do with shared or collaboration. Do you want to say that if a person uses reason or logic, then you're not dependent so much on collaboration because it's the individual historian? Is this what you want to tell me? Then you have to say it, okay? I guess this is what you wanted to actually say, but I have to make the connections myself. You have to make the connections for me, okay? Historians who have a very emotional or personal connection to a certain historical event or topic might have a completely different viewpoint. Okay, that is fine. Should this be an example that a personal or different or personal approach, this non-collaborative nature, actually has an advantage under some certain circumstances? Is this what you want to tell me? Sometimes it's good to have a different view, a different, maybe even personal view in history. Are you trying to tell me that sometimes being non-collaborative can actually open up new possibilities in history? Is this what you wanted to tell me? Yes, but you have to say it more clearly, okay? It's between the lines, okay? So, the next paragraph. You know what? It's quite okay. Counter-argument to what? The discovery is often made by one person only. But actually, you were just talking about this one person only, about the historian who has a very emotional or personal connection. So I don't understand why this is a counter-argument, because you just made this point. So this doesn't flow, okay? I just realized this, okay? This is, you're making a counter-argument, but actually it's not a counter-argument, yeah? But the next part is fine. It invented the telescope, it's interconnected, and then at the bottom here of the page, collaborative learning, you're actually using the word of the title, that's good, okay? Force yourself to use the words of the title, simply to make sure that you're actually integrating it. And then through generations, if knowledge is passed on through generations, is this a form of collaboration? Are you defining it like this? Well, if you are, then you have to say this, that this is also a form of collaboration, okay? You talk about the interdependence of scientists, okay? So you got to clarify this. The interdependence of scientists can, on one hand, could be that... basically, are you saying that this was Howard Carter was non-collaborative? So you gotta clarify this a little bit. What your points are here? But generally, I mean, I found the paragraph, those points that you made concerning the science part at the beginning, that was kind of clear. But somehow it does not really connect to the remaining, to the previous paragraph. Okay, next one. In the natural sciences, the confirmation of other scientists is often required for personal knowledge to be accepted. Is this confirmation of other scientists, is this collaboration? That you need other scientists to confirm your ideas. Yes, of course, this you want to talk about collaboration, but please say it. Okay? Runde Klammer auf. This is collaboration. Runde Klammer zu. Yeah? You know what I mean. Yeah? It was only after many scientists later on. Is this collaboration? Okay? And then at the bottom, after many people, especially scientists, confirmed and accepted this theory. Is this basically collaboration? Many people accepting something? Is this a form of collaboration? Acceptance of knowledge? Okay? So clarify this a little bit. Okay? Yeah, and then you talk about here certain scientific discoveries which don't need the confirmation of other scientists' works. And maybe the reason, it's my interpretation, or maybe the reason why they do not need the confirmation of other scientists' works is because the individual people themselves actually could experience it. I mean, electricity, for example. I mean, yeah, once electricity was available, I mean, everybody could actually see the effects of electricity. You did not need the confirmation of scientists because the general public could actually see it, okay, or could experience it. So maybe this is actually what you want to mention here a little bit, and maybe you want to make this a little bit more clear. Okay, otherwise I think it's generally the conclusion is then a summary hopefully of your main ideas here. Generally I have no major complaints here, other than that I would say you have to basically go a little bit in your wording, at least go more back to the title when you basically have where you explain more what you mean with collaboration. Okay, passing through generations, confirmation by other scientists, and so on. My advice would be maybe in the introduction that you actually define what different forms of collaboration could be or what you are going to talk about. Okay, I'm going to mention in this essay that in the sciences, collaboration can mean acceptance by other scientists. Okay, even if they did not work together on the experiment, simply by confirming it. Okay, or by integrating it into other theories of other scientists, kind of if it kind of not only matches my own theory, but a certain scientific discovery also matches other theories. This is also a form of collaboration. It's up to you to define what it means, but I would probably in the beginning of the essay clarify this, okay? Or the passing on through generations, is this a form of collaboration? Or, for example, the fact that scientists depend on technology, like, for example, the telescope. Okay, is this a form of collaboration? Yes, it is. You define it like this, but I would actually mention it this more clearly in the introduction. Okay, all the best.